Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Welcoming God.
A reading from Genesis. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you to come to your servant. And they said, So do as you said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it and make cakes upon the hearth. And then Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it to the young man and said, Hasten to dress it. And he took the butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, Certainly, when I return unto you according to the time of life, lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. The word of the Lord. A reading from Luke. Now it came to pass, as they went, Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost not thou care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bitter, therefore, that she helped me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings are all about hospitality and God. What would you do if you knew you were going to be visited by God today? In fact, I can guarantee it. No, not that you're dying, but visited. Would you be like Abraham, running around to present your best? Or like Paul, inviting God into his very being that he might preach to all he meet? Or like Martha and Mary in conflict over how to welcome Jesus? In the first reading, Abraham runs around to have Sarah and his servants prepare for the coming of the Lord. In the gospel, it's Martha. But what does God require of us in welcome? How do we hang out with God? Male and female, the scriptures show us the same story. They ran around, and God would reward. Jesus basically told Martha to relax. It's not about making a fuss, but being with him. Being with another is the best form of listening and welcoming. What about us? How do we welcome the God in another? Do we practice deep listening, where we do not try to think of our response, but really hear what the other is saying? When we are called to prayer, do we enter into contemplative stillness so we can hear the Lord? We're not called to multiply prayers or actions, but to open our hearts to be held in the love of our God and to hold others. Today, how will we respond to life around us?